Did you have any concrete?
Not for a long time.
Let's see.
Now these walks, you saw how mine, how the walks are broken up all over town. Well, they were put in at least 60 years ago.
Oh, they're that old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're holding up very well, in fact, if they're that old.
And I'm in the urban renewal space that's to be done, and I don't know whether they're going to get in my house or not. But they want to broaden this street, widen this street right here in front. And back on them, my lot extends way back. And they're digging out clear up to my bank with a bulldozer. So my grandson was up here yesterday and he went down there to look at it. I knew the bulldozer nearly ran me crazy all last week. It was so near. You know how much noise it makes. So Billy went down to look at it yesterday afternoon. He was here. And he said, Lisa, they're getting pretty close to your bank down there, your terrace. And I said, well, now, Billy, it doesn't bother me. Of course, this is a Negro church here. And they're opening up a street on back here to come through in front of the church. But I don't know what they're digging in here for, but Billy was going to get, I told him, I said, well, there was supposed to be a fence down there enclosing the whole lot. He said, well, the fence is torn down. It's not there anymore. But I was going to get the deed out of my lockbox and let him look at it and see. I don't want to be contentious about it, but I don't want him to cut the bank up straight up and down
right.
So that it'll slough
right.
off.
Right. No, I think today we have to be certain that we know what's going on or somebody
well,
will move
he,
in.
He really things. Thought they had come in on my lockdown there.
Well, it's worth.
Because I had a pecan tree down there, and he said, now was the pecan tree in your lot, inside of your space? And I told him, yes, it was within the fence about this far, in on my land. Well, he said they've cut clear up to the pecan tree.
Mm. You know, people get on those bulldozers, and they just feel so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That they have no respect, they're no respecter of
no.
of anybody.
Well, I knew
anything.
They were getting pretty close to me for the noise all last week. I could hardly stay in the house, but I'm getting over a broken hip, so I don't go out in the yard at all unless there's someone with me,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't been down there to look at it.
Mm-hmm. I have a. Beautiful old black walnut tree that the electric company's after. And so far I've won, but they wanted to cut it
well,
down.
Well, these trees on my front out here are beautiful, but they're right on the bank. You see that? Right on the edge of the terrace. And what's worried me was if a wind would blow them over on those houses down there, would I be responsible for it?
I don't think so.
I don't know, but they are. I said, as far as widening the street's concerned, I wouldn't fuss if they took off some of my front, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that would get the trees. But they don't do me any good anyway. This is the north, you see, and this is west over here, so the shade doesn't help me at all.
No, except it is, they're beautiful trees and very
yeah.
healthy, and
yeah.
it's a shame to see them go.